Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
120 on Tuesdays means Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. BA, how are you?
I am doing great. Looking forward to the cocktail party and trying to make the best of what is a pretty miserable weather experience outside.
Oh,
it's cold.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. We hung on as long as we could. It was nice up through like Sunday, kind of.
It's going to be nice this weekend.
Is whatever nice this weekend? Is, I'm not built for
it. It's supposed to be nice this weekend.
I'm sick, like, but not reacting well to it. What do you think Florida is going to do reaction-wise to playing their first game without Billy Napier? Is it a new coach energy thing?
Yeah, I think it is. And, like, this may be, like, the conspiratorial side of my brain coming out, but all of this feels very intentional. They were going to fire Billy Napier no matter what. They've known that for a while. But once it became obvious, there were reports leading into this that the Mississippi State game was going to be Napier's last game no matter what. Well, my gosh, the timing of that feels awful convenient to say interim coach, 2 weeks to get ready for Georgia. You know, Billy Napier, his play calling in particular on offense was viewed to be a big problem. You demote Russ Callaway, you promote the quarterbacks coach who DJ Lagway seems to like. Lagway's in a great mood right now. So, yeah, as a Georgia partisan, someone who wants Georgia to win the game, I'm on guard for Florida to have all kinds of chicanery in the first half of trying to throw something at Georgia that Georgia wouldn't have prepared for. The perfect analogy feels like what Jerry Neuheisel was doing for UCLA. Now, I hope it don't work out quite that well. I assume it won't. But clearly, a lot of the way in which the Napier firing was handled was in support of having a better showing against Georgia.
I said this before you got your own, B. I was like, they're going to come up with it. Nothing that they've done before the firing of Billy Napier, they're going to do complete opposite. They're going to go more speed, tempo. They're going to throw everything at Georgia because they've had 2 weeks to prepare for them.
And Kirby Smart this week, yesterday, was like, nah, I don't know how much that's going to change. I don't think he would admit it if they were. That's just the way he's going to play it close to the vest. But they're clearly going to try to make Lagway comfortable. And listen, Georgia is in a pretty good spot right now, 6-1, with a real chance of being back in the college football playoff. But defensively, they can be had, especially early in the game. And you watch, you know, what Lane Kiffin was doing, and I'm not like ball knower guy, but you can watch clearly trying to take advantage of some things he had seen work for the teams against Georgia. Well, of course, I mean, Florida's got the internet. They can run the same stuff that their people have been running. And to a certain extent, that's what I'm guessing they're going to try to do.
I would think so.
Yep.
What do we know? I know the game's still a few days away, but coming out of the bye, what do we know health-wise for Georgia?
Well, the big one is obviously Colby Young is now done, and what Georgia is going to do, try to match. I mean, Colby was having a terrific season. He's a really good wide receiver. I think that Georgia's got some options here. I mean, Noah Thomas is the easiest one to put there because, A, Noah should have been playing more anyway,
yes,
getting more touches. Now at the X position, maybe he can. I'll tell you another guy that comes to mind for me a little bit is London Humphrey because, you know, Humphrey's at the big moment against Tennessee, been kind of quiet since then. He can also play the X. And, you know, you saw the tight ends get involved in a big way once Colby got hurt against Ole Miss. I think they try to do that, too. The other injury thing is offensive line, where slowly but surely they're getting healthier. And to my eyes, the best I can tell, as that group is getting healthier, it's also playing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say too much because, boy, that could change at any moment. But it seems like right now that's a really positive development for Georgia.
B.A., was there because, I was gone, but I saw a couple clips of the game day in Nashville, and this quarterback that's supposed to come to Georgia, like some uproar about that?
Yeah, I think it was mostly just kind of for fun. I mean, obviously, Georgia fans were a little irritated by it because there was also the thing going back, you know, a couple of years ago with Kirk Herbstreit and Dylan Raiola, where Herbstreit allegedly according to Dylan's father, Dominic, convinced Raiola to flip from Georgia to Nebraska.
Oh, really?
Herbstreit says that's not the way it went down, but that's what the Raiola telling of this was. I think this was a lot more, at least from my standpoint, a little bit funnier because Nate's a funny comedian. People kind of like him. I think it also demonstrates what a big deal Jared Curtis is. Georgia gets a lot of five stars. They've even gotten five-star quarterbacks. I think that Curtis is as good a prospect as we've seen come to Georgia in quite some time. I think it's really exciting. It doesn't seem like his Vanderbilt visit had much of an impact on him. It seems like he's still solid with Georgia. People around Georgia thought that the entire time. So it was definitely the sort of thing that got remarked upon, kind of funny, but I don't think it was as big a deal as, I mean, I was really aggravated by the Raiola thing. I think that Georgia's just in a different place now where this kind of stuff does not probably puncture Georgia the way maybe something like that would have theoretically done in the past.
Seemed to me like a guy who lives in Nashville who got asked to come do a cool thing and did it. You know,
I also think some of the national reporting
around
this.
That sounds fun to me.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think some of the national reporting around this was a little bit weird. I think that Vanderbilt, for a lot of reasons, clearly liked the idea of Curtis being there.
Sure. Right.
And it goes back to what Andy said. It probably wasn't a huge opportunity to really sway him to coming to Vandy, but it was a great chance to say, hey,
look who's on
we
campus.
Can get the five-star right. quarterback on right. here. Imagine what we could do if our coach had a long-term extension, mm-hmm. if we got more NIL. It becomes a little bit of a bargaining chip for what that staff would like to have more of at Vanderbilt, I believe.
I saw a little bit of what you were talking about because obviously we're talking about, you know, I just read $182 million worth of buyouts
yeah.
for the coach that are being fired. Now, what was your thought when you saw Brian Kelly?
Well, first of all, to not be allowed to continue in mediocrity in perpetuity, that's not a tragedy. You know, Brian Kelly got paid very well. He came to LSU for a chance to win a national championship, something that the three previous coaches at LSU had done, and he didn't do it, and he likely wasn't going to do it. So they spent big, they paid the buyout, and now they're going to try to find somebody better. I don't think Brian Kelly's a bad coach. I mean, he was good at Notre Dame. I think he'll coach somewhere else. He may be more successful somewhere else than he was at LSU. But culturally, he was not a good fit there. Right. He was faking it the entire time. I don't believe he was ever comfortable. And deep down, the LSU people had to sense that because when someone's inauthentic, we can always sense a version of that. But I think that people are trying to make sense of all these coaches getting fired, these teams that are spending these huge dollars in the buyout. Look, if you had Saban in his prime, he's making $10 million. He's probably worth $1 billion. I mean, these guys are worth 10X. The great coaches are worth 10X their salary. And so if you don't have the great coach paying the buyout, trying to hire a new guy, that can still be positive ROI if you can find a guy that elevates your program, because that's how valuable the best coaches still are. Even in the NIL and the transfer portal age, these great coaches still have huge monetary value.
Do you get a sense that what makes the best coaches is shifting slightly in this new era? Where obviously Brian Kelly was really good at Notre Dame and did well, and we understood the hire and all of that, and maybe he wasn't a fit for LSU culturally. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not a great fit for what college football has become culturally. What has that shift kind of done to the way that you view what makes a coach great?
This is a yes and no for me, because talent acquisition has always been the most important thing for coaches. Old school recruiting, new school NIL, transfer portal, it's still talent acquisition. But the way in which you massage the system now through the NIL, a lot of that's high school, some of that's transfer, that part is different. And it does seem like the Brian Kelly really failed at that. Last season, they needed defensive linemen. They thought they were going to buy some, and they just didn't. This year, they thought they had a better portal class, but apparently they didn't evaluate those players as well as they could. So it has changed, but it's only evolved with talent acquisition still being the most important thing. But swallowing your pride and knowing that the way in which you negotiate is more important than your recruiting pitch, that's the way that it's clearly different now than it once
was. How do you think Lane Kiffin's agent is going to play this?
That's a great question, because you can make a case that the LSU job is a better job than the Florida job is. But I don't know. I think that if you can convince Florida to do what it really hasn't done, the knock on Florida has always been they're just a little stingy in the money department. Going back to the old school days of facilities, or now when it comes to some of the NIL stuff and things like that, or even assistant coaches, Florida hasn't wanted to spend big. So if Kiffin, who I do believe is going to take a job, LSU or Florida seem like the most likely options. If he can convince, because he's already rich, he's going to get paid a lot no matter what. But smart folks know it's not just the price, it's also the terms.
Right.
If he can say, if you want me, pay me this, but I need you to give me X number of dollars for my roster, between LSU and Florida, let's just say, whoever ponies up the most for that kind of stuff, the quality of life benefits, that's ultimately how Lane Kiffin's going to benefit the most. And I do believe, A, he's probably ready, and B, he's going to probably take one of these jobs that is still a step up over what Ole Miss is.
You don't think Ole Miss can pony up enough to keep him?
I think they certainly have recently, but we're talking about if this is a 10-year transaction, which you would certainly hope it is, the chances of Ole Miss being able to do for 10 years what you know LSU can do, what you believe Florida can do, I think it's still a safer bet. If you want a national championship, if you want to be in the same category that your friend Kirby Smart's in, you've got to probably take a different job to get there.
We appreciate it, B.
Appreciate it, B.
Great stuff. Thank you. Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily podcast host. Follow him on Twitter at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dog Nation Daily as well.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.